Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Coming to you live from Citi Field on this hot August day. This is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Wednesday, the 16th day of August, as the Subway Series shifts sights over to Citi Field after the Yankee 5-4 win last night. Warm day today. Actually a little warmer than I think it was even supposed to be. It's gotten very warm this afternoon, but good night for baseball. If you like it, it'll be about 80 degrees game time tonight under pretty clear skies, so it's going to be a nice night for a game this evening. Gesellman against Garcia. Gesellman stepping in for Lugo, who has a shoulder impingement, among other things. He's got a couple other things bothering him, too. But Gesellman, who has been very, very shaky this year, steps in for Lugo, and Garcia goes as the Yankees try to make it three straight. They took the two games. Now all they need to do realistically before they go to Fenway is get a split of these next two, and they can call this week a success. Right now, of course, I'm sure they're thinking about bigger things against the Met team that has, you know, tried hard and has been just a little bit short in these first couple of games. The problem for the Mets is they can't score when they don't hit a home run. They're in a phase right now, and the Mets hit a lot of home runs. But when they don't hit home runs, they don't score at all. They don't ever put a couple of hits together and score a run. And, you know, eventually you have to do some of that. And last night, again, they got two-run home runs from the kids. One, of course, coming to go in the – both of them going the opposite way. First – Dominic Smith going to left field with a two-run jack. And then in the ninth inning, of course, Rosario making it close, taking a slider and doing what a lot of right-handed hitters have done for a long time, and that is slapping in the right field and hope for the best. And a ball that's a double in almost any park in the majors is a homer in Yankee Stadium. So that made that game 5-4. Another unimpressive outing, to say the least, for Chapman, as the Yankees consider that situation. And that extra run was a big one as they went on to a 5-4 win against the Mets last night. As we said, the Mets don't score when they don't hit homers. They're in a phase right now that has been record-breaking in the history of baseball. Almost all their runs coming on home runs. And in this series, every run. a solo homer by Granderson, a solo homer by Cespedes, a two-run homer by Smith, a two-run home run by Rosario. That's the only runs the Mets have scored in the series. They have got to be able to put a couple of hits together and figure out a way to just be a little more consistent with their at-bats, despite the fact we know they are a team that can hit home runs. Here, though, against left-handed pitching, the scene shifts a little bit. It's not so much worrying about the lefties or worrying about Granderson as much or worrying about Conforto as much. It's now worrying about Flores, who is just brutal against left-handed pitching, kills left-handed pitching. And Cespedes, who seems motivated, you can tell by the way he's gotten down the first baseline in this series, seems motivated to put on a pretty good show here. So you have those two to worry about in the lineup. I don't have the lineups up yet tonight. We'll see where they go. As it is Garcia against, as we said, against Gesellman, who will have his hands full with the Yankee lineup, which has looked better these last couple of days, especially with the at-bats by Sanchez. That's the guy right now that you would say is the guy you'd be most worried about in that lineup right now. Of course, you got to deal with Judge. Hicks is swinging the bat well, but you've liked the way Sanchez has swung the bat, and he looks pretty good at the plate, and he did again last night. So Yankees get the first two. As they said, keep pace and stay where they need to stay as far as getting through this series. If they get a split here, they have to be very happy about taking 3 out of 4 against the Mets. The Mets will look to see if they can break through this evening. Tomorrow night it'll be Mats against Severino, so it's a tricky matchup for the Mets tomorrow night, especially with Severino coming off a poor performance. He hasn't had a lot of those this year. You would expect him to come back with a good performance tomorrow night. Mats, who was better in his last start, will have his hands full, obviously, and that will be a big challenge for him tomorrow night. But first things first, we got to get to tonight's game here, as we will. So we'll do a lot of stuff that you would expect today, put up a lot of the people you would expect to hear from. I'm using John and Susan's booth, so I guess I have to put them on. I'll put them on anyway. What the heck? But I'm using their booth, so I got to be nice and put them on. So I will anyway, though. So we'll put them on later. You got Eddie. He'll pop in when he shows up. I don't know what time he gets here, but when he does, we'll put him on. Sweeney, same thing. We'll touch on some other guys. And then we're going to put Gary, Keith, and Ron on together. So we're going to put all three of them up together in the 5 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. Those guys do a very good job and have become a very, very highly regarded threesome as far as TV goes. So you hear Keith and Ron on the show a lot talking about the Mets. And, we'll add Gary to the fold today, too. And you'll hear from all three coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. I have attempted today. I've been working on trying to get breakthrough. You know, we haven't had the Mets on the fan in a long time, as you know. And they were nice enough, both the Mets and OR, were nice enough to allow me to do the show from Citi Field today and tomorrow. And they had to agree to that. The Mets did and OR did. They both did. Basically saying we know it's Mike's last go-around, so we're going to, do that for him. And I appreciate that. We'll talk to Howie, who will be on with us tomorrow, who does the games, obviously, as you all know, on OR for the Mets. He'll be with us tomorrow. A-Rod will be with us tomorrow. I spoke to him this morning. He's going to come on tomorrow and talk a little baseball. So Joe Girardi will be on tomorrow. So we'll have all that to look forward to then. But it was nice of them to allow us to do this here, both the Mets from ownership on down, allowing us to do this here today, and OR, which had to agree to, and they did. So we thank OR for allowing me to do this here today. So I appreciate that, and they allowed us to do that. And then I tried to see if I could thaw it a little more and see if I could get the manager and the general manager up. I'm still working on that as we speak here today. I would like to do that. We haven't had them on the fan or anybody on the fan from the Mets in a very, very long time, obviously, because this used to be their home, and we know there was, just a feeling that they needed to separate themselves from their long radio home, and they have for many years. I know you fans would like to hear Terry and hear Sandy on the air. So would I like to bring them to you today. I'm going to try. I've tried earlier today. I'm still working on it. So we'll see if I can get it done. I'm not promising. If I can't do it today, maybe I'm going to try for tomorrow. So even if I don't get it today, I will be trying to get it for tomorrow. So I'm still working on it. So I got here, which was step number one. Now I'll try to see if I can get them up on the show before we say goodbye tomorrow. So I am working on it, but we'll see where we go. Right now, I don't have an answer yet. what I'm trying to get it done. So we'll see if we can break down that little bit of barrier, which would be nice, you know. And, you know, what the bottom line is, see, everyone's being nice because it's my last go-around. So they're all saying, hey, listen, we got to do this for Mike now. So that's how O.R. took it. So I appreciate that. And let's see if the Mets will do the same thing. So hopefully they will, and let Terry and Sandy come on and chat with the audience, which we would like them to do. So hopefully we can get that done. I'm not 100% sure it'll happen. As a matter of fact, I'm not very sure it'll happen, but I'd say we got a shot. That's the way I'll put it right now. So we got a very busy show coming up. It's a nice day as I see them working on the field right now. The ballpark looks good. It's a wonderful ballpark. It really is. It's got a lot of charm, this ballpark. It's a nice place. It should be a good crowd tonight. I didn't see what the crowd was last night as far as whether it beat the opening night crowd. Let me see what it was last night. Well, it's a little bigger. It's a smidge bigger. Neither was a sellout. They both were above 45,000, but neither was a sellout. But still, that's pretty good, considering the situation right now. So we'll see how they do here tonight. I don't know if they'll sell it out. I would think they probably wouldn't. Now, their capacity is a little smaller. I still don't think it'll sell out, but my opinion is it won't sell out, but it'll break 40, would be my opinion. We'll see if that happens here this evening. But I think it'll be close, as it was at Yankee Stadium for both nights. Not total sellouts, but both crowds. Last night was above 46. The night before was above 45. So good crowds. For Monday and Tuesday night of the week here. So we'll see what we have tonight and tomorrow as the Met fans try to see if they can exact a little revenge and the Mets can break through here against the Yankee team, which obviously is in the pennant race and obviously is stronger in some areas right now. Remember, the Mets have sent a lot of players packing here. You know, the Met lineup looks a lot different if you still have Bruce and, you know, Bruce and Walker and Duda and still have Reed in the bullpen. I mean, it'd be a little different team than it is right now. So they've already sent some guys packing, which does make a big difference. But that's the thing they should be doing. And already the kids made their presence felt. If you're a Met fan, that's what you had to like last night, was watching the kids, both Smith and Rosario, kind of break their way into the Subway Series. And in years to come, you're going to remember, oh, remember the time Smith hit his first home run at Yankee Stadium. Remember the time Rosario took Chapman deep? You know, that's the things you're going to remember as these guys break in, and they have bright futures, obviously, both of them. You have to like what you've seen from Rosario so far, especially in the field. At the plate, he's hit a couple of home runs, and he's hit a couple of ninth-inning home runs, which you have to like already. I mean, he won a ball game with a home run, and he hit a big home run off a world-class reliever last night. So you got to like what you see from Rosario in that standpoint, and he's shown a little pop. And as far as, so last night was considered a sellout? Is that what you're saying? 46 was considered a sellout? Okay. Even though it says 49's capacity, they consider 46 a sellout? Okay. So they didn't sell as many standing room for the night is what it comes down to? Okay. So they're considering 46,474 a sellout, they're saying, from last night. Okay. That's good. So we'll take one out of two. So they consider last night a sellout. So we'll see what the crowds are this evening, as both were 45 and 46, which is not bad, as we said, for the first two games of the series. So we got a lot to do. We'll get it all rolling right after this.